Come listen to a prophet's voice. A birthday wish fulfilled by President Thomas S. Monson. A few years ago, a reporter asked what birthday gift members worldwide could give to me. I replied, find someone who is having a hard time or is ill or lonely and do something for him or her. I was overwhelmed when I received hundreds of letters from members of the church telling me how they had fulfilled that birthday wish. One primary sent a large jar containing hundreds of warm fuzzies, each one representing an act of service performed during the year by one of the children. One small child wrote, my grandpa had a stroke, and I held his hand. From an 8-year-old girl, my sister and I served my mom and family by organizing and cleaning the toy closet. An 11-year-old girl wrote, there was a family in my ward that did not have a lot of money. The mom and dad had to go somewhere, so I offered to watch their 3 little girls. The dad was just about to hand me a $5 bill. I said, I can't take it. My service was that I watched the girls for free. A child in Mongolia wrote that he brought in water from the well so his mother would not have to do so. From a 4-year-old boy, my dad has gone for army training. My special job is to give my mom hugs and kisses. Wrote a 9-year-old girl, I picked strawberries for my great-grandma. And another, I played with a lonely kid. From an 11-year-old boy, I went to a lady's house and asked her questions and sang her a song. She was happy because she never gets visitors. My heart has seldom been as grateful as it was when Sister Monson and I spent hours reading these gifts. Recall with me the words of King Benjamin, when you are in the service of your fellow beings, you are only in the service of your God. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. We are surrounded by those in need of our kindness. We are the Lord's hands here upon the earth with a mandate to serve His children. From an October 2009 General Conference Address. Make a warm fuzzy. With just a little yarn and cardboard, you can make enough fuzzies to warm the hearts of your family, friends, and neighbors. Here's how. 1. Cut a short piece of yarn, about 6 inches long. 2. Cut out a 2.5-inch square of cardboard. 3. Hold one end of a long piece of yarn against the piece of cardboard and begin wrapping it around the cardboard. Wrap it around 50 to 100 times, not too tightly. 4. Pull the yarn off the cardboard, being careful to keep it together in a circle. Tie the short piece of yarn in a knot around the middle of the yarn circle. 5. Have an adult help you cut the looped ends of yarn. Fluff up your fuzzy. Now, when you do a good deed, you can leave a fuzzy behind as a reminder that you care. What are some of the changes that have happened in President Monson's lifetime? Here's what was happening in 1927, the year President Monson was born. President Heber J. Grant dedicated the Mesa, Arizona Temple, the 7th temple in the world. The other 6 temples were in St. George, Logan, Manti, and Salt Lake City, Utah, Laie, Hawaii, and Cardston, Alberta, Canada. There are now 134 operating temples. Charles Lindbergh flew an airplane from New York to Paris, the first solo nonstop flight across the Atlantic Ocean. The television was invented by a Latter-day Saint young man named Philo T. Farnsworth. End of the article. Come listen to a prophet's voice. A birthday wish fulfilled by President Thomas S. Monson.